CliffCentral.com.
Ladies, I'm going to give you just a break for a second while we chat with Phil and catch up with him. It's been a while. Phil, how are you?
Morning, Gareth. Morning, Sipiwe. Morning, Mutale.
How are you doing, Phil? Is it very, very cold in Ermelo? What's the temperature like there? Are you guys better off than us or worse?
Yeah. I think it's a little bit colder than you guys. We're probably in the 5-6 region this morning or so. I don't know what it's up.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got a lot to talk about, Phil, because we haven't had you on the show for a little while. And I've got a whole list of things I want to talk about. So, first of all, I mean, when we talk about people buying cars, and this is really where you are able to help us like nobody else. When we talk about people buying cars, what do you think the main reason is that people buy a certain car as opposed to another one, besides affordability? Because we'll get to that in a second. How would you rank the following things, Phil? And you know, because you've been selling cars to people for a while, and you guys run a very successful dealership at DeWitt. Mm. So what would you say the main things are that people look for? Fuel economy, aesthetics, safety, durability, color, interior, speed, brand, special features, age. I mean, if you had to rank those things, what would you say the most important thing is people look at?
So the thing is, what I would like to know, when I get in like first contact with a customer, I'll usually do like a quick interview, mm-hmm. you know, like just a quick 2-4 minute interview. It's
right.
I mean, from that 2-3 minutes, I mean, you can spec, I mean, I think up to close to 90% of what the customer would like, you know. I mean, so it's so funny. I mean, gender, just like, let's take gender. I mean, the first question a lady will ask me will be color. I mean, that's the main priority of a lady.
Okay.
So they don't care. I can test it with some people.
Let's ask some people. Is that true for you? Like the first thing you want to know when you bought your car not so long ago, did you want to know what color it was before anything else? Had you already decided that?
Yes, I already knew I didn't want a white car or a black car. So I was just like, what colors are there that I can get? So yes, and yes.
Okay, cool. So let's keep the thought. So if I offered some P-Ware a blue car, a white vehicle, which you didn't like, I mean, and everything was check the boxes, I mean, price and she still wouldn't have taken the car. On the other side, I mean, if it was a male, it would have been a way easier choice, because they will look at like space, performance, and the rest of the features. So yeah, I mean, gender is the first one. I know by now. I mean, ladies, first question you need to ask them: color. What color would you like?
All right. Interesting.
So I will say yeah, and then I will say the next question will obviously be family size. Are you single? Is it just you and your wife? How many kids? I mean, if you've got four kids, then there's just one option for you. That's a bus. You need to buy a bus. Okay. Well, that will be my
makes sense.
My advice is, yeah, I mean, it's just way easier getting around and so forth.
Cool.
Then next question will be probably like hobbies. What do you do? Do you go off-roading? Do you go camping? Do you go fishing? Do you go hunting? Uh-huh. Or are you staying in town? Is it rural? Are you staying in a city? Then another thing that I will ask is obviously the distance dual drive. Is your car going to be your office? Is it going to be your working house? I mean, are you going to travel 10,000 kilometers a month, which some people do, they reps and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a big thing that you need to consider when buying a vehicle. If you're driving a lot, then I will always advise to go on the agility program that we've spoke about before.
Right.
Where you get like a guaranteed buyback after 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. Uh-huh. I mean, the more you drive, the more you pay, but you've got the assurance of buyback at the end of the term. So yeah, and then also, what are you currently driving? Because I mean, if I tell you, listen, what is your current vehicle, and you can tell me, well, currently I'm driving a Land Rover, and then I can ask you, so what do you like about the Land Rover, and what don't you like about the Land Rover? So yeah, so that's more or less, and then from there on, I mean, you can more or less have a great basic idea of what the customer wants. So Yeah, I mean, this is almost all those tick boxes. I mean, yeah.
Without being silly about this, it almost sounds like a job interview. Like when you call people to ask them what kind of car they want, you're almost asking the same questions that a prospective employer would ask. You know, how big is your family? What color do you like? You know, you're asking all these things to try and get an idea of their personality. And it sounds to me like it's something you should do. So, I mean, you're good at this. You're better at this than most people. When other people try to sell a car, they don't probably do all of this, and it's much harder to then figure out what the customer wants.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's easy to sell a cabriolet. I mean, to a lady. I mean, but I mean, if she's got a kit or more than one kit, mm-hmm. I mean, I will try my best to talk her out of it, because I mean, it's not going to work. You need to put your seat back up every time, every day at school. It's going to be a mess. So I mean, I'd rather try and build a relationship, you know, and get the trust from the customer than do a once off deal and it's gone.
Mutale, so, do you think that do you think that Phil could talk you out of a convertible if you had your heart set on it and he
Darren,
said to you,
I can't seem to hear you anymore. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. It seems
I'm
like
sorry.
I'll just take you off for a second. I'm just curious. Like, I think there are probably a lot of people who'd say, oh no, Phil wouldn't be able to talk us out of this. But now let's go to the next thing, Phil. I mean, affordability. So we obviously know at the moment there's a serious problem because the cost of fuel has gone through the roof and people are thinking very carefully about where they travel, how much they travel, whether it's absolutely necessary. Mm. But when it comes to car sales, what kind of impact does the cost of fuel have on that? I mean, I've been driving one of your cars for a while and it is diesel, which is slightly better than petrol at the moment, but it also has one of those kind of, it's not really a hybrid. How did you describe it last time? It does, however, generate its own like electrical power, which you can use to power some of the car. So that also helps with fuel savings. I mean, I can get well over R1,000 out of a tank, even at these prices. I mean, 1,000 kilometers out of a tank at these prices. That's pretty impressive. Not all cars are like that, right?
No, sure. I mean, So yeah, once again, it's interesting. I mean, so as you know, we do Mercedes and Hyundai, and it's a complete different customer profile. So my bet will be, I mean, on the Mercedes side, I mean, we battle to get vehicles under $1 million at the moment. I mean, even your A classes and C classes that are highly specced are very close or just over $1 million.
Sure.
So when you get to the price bracket, I mean, it's the majority of the people, and that's what I guess, are not so fuel sensitive. Obviously, it can't just go up and up and up, but at the moment, it's not really a consideration.
Really?
If you have that's my bet and that's my view. I might be wrong, but I mean, so. If you take vehicles that are very heavy on fuel, like your big V8s and so forth, that you're going to use on a daily basis, first thing that popped in my mind is like, I know that it's an older vehicle, it's like a Nissan Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those vehicles get you like 2-3 kilometers, 4 kilometers per liter or so. Your Land Cruiser Buckies, I know they're quite heavy on fuel as well. So if you're going to farm with those, that's probably going to make an impact on your business,
sure.
on a monthly basis. So yeah, but I think from the passenger car point of view, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's got that big of an influence. I mean, so on the Hyundai side, people will really consider it there. It will be a bigger consideration, rather taking the smaller engine with the better fuel consumption. So yeah, but the more expensive the car gets, the less sensitive they are. Yeah.
So George Meany's listening to us this morning. You know, George from Auto Trader. He says their research shows, their research shows the most popular colors are black and white and silver. Is that what you guys find even across the gender line, across ladies and gents? Is that true for you guys as well, Phil?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. White, black and silver. Absolutely. George is right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, spot on. So just quickly before you go, because we've been, believe it or not, we're almost out of time here, but I do want to talk about this EQG, the Mercedes EQG. I'm going to put a picture of it up on the screen for those who are following us on YouTube this morning. Tell us a little bit about this car.
Yeah, sure. So EQG is it's all I can say. It's either a concept or a vehicle that's going to be launched soon. George, that's in the EVs. I think he will appreciate this.
Oh yeah.
So this is going to be electric G-Wagon.
Wow.
Or electric Landewagen, as you would like to put it. The nice thing about this, as I understand, this is still in production, or they're still testing it. But so far, as I understand it, and I might be wrong, it's got four little engines, or if I can put it that way, on each wheel.
What?
So I've sent you a link. I've sent you a link that you can go and check on YouTube, where they call it the EQG will do a G turn, where the car will do like a 365 turn on one spot. So
wow.
Yeah, you can go and check it out. So that's something exciting. That's probably going to be around.
So you're telling me this thing can basically turn around on the spot, like without having to do any
absolutely
like 3 point or 2 point or 5 point turns. It can turn around straight away.
Unreal. Yeah.
Now when you
I don't know if you're going to use it on a daily basis, but it's a nice body trick. Okay? Yeah.
When you said the G Wagon, I saw Mutale get very excited. This is definitely a car that I think a lot of people in South Africa would want, right? This is an amazing looking car. I've got a picture of it up there on the screen. What do you think,
sure,
Mutale?
Sure.
I love it. If I were to tell you a story, while I lived in South Africa, I used to live in Lone Hill, right? Mm-hmm. So I had a habit of going to Sandton, I think along Rivonia, right? That's along Rivonia.
That's right, Tess.
Well, it's like a showroom, right?
Yeah. That's right, Tess, 100%. Yeah.
Yes, Rivonia. So I used to go take pictures standing by G-Wagons, like different ones, just for the inspiration. And I think at the time, this is, I think, right about 2013, 2014, the car cost about 2.3 million rand.
Yeah.
And I used to go stand, buy a G-Wag, and just tell myself, one day I will buy this car.
Right.
One day I will buy this car, because I think it's such a beautiful car. It still is my dream car. And to hear you give such wealth of knowledge about this car, I'm now thinking the universe is still speaking to me.
What do they cost now, Phil?
I am on the show today, and the G-Wag is on the show with you. It's great.
I'm actually,
I love it.
Yeah, so Mutale, so you actually should have bought it, because now they're close to almost 4 bar.
True.
So, yeah, the price increases on the G-Wagons went up and up and up. So it's unreal and insane. So, yeah, and it's there's still a great demand for them as well. So,
Well, Phil,
hopefully it's going to go on like this.
We're going to have to catch up again sometime soon. But I just want to remind people that if you are looking for a new car and you want to invest in something like a G-Wagon, I mean, you guys have got all kinds of amazing cars on your floor, and you can find people cars all over South Africa. It's not just in your hometown of Ermelo. You can supply cars to anybody. That's why you talk to us on the show. Go to dewits.co.za. That's dewits.co.za and find out more. You can always ask for Phil by name. He will sort you out. They've got a bunch of really cool people on the floor there, and they've got excellent, excellent knowledge of all of these cars. So if you're looking for something that's economical, you're looking for something that's not going to eat fuel up like breakfast, then they can help you with that. But if you do want something that's your dream car, like Mutale does, then all you have to do is get hold of them, dewits.co.za. And Phil, thanks again for making time for us this morning. I'm sorry it's so cold where you are.
Thank you, guys.
But we'll all suffer that soon. Trust me. Apparently today is going to be freezing.
Awesome.
Thanks, Phil.
Great to see you guys. Awesome.
Cheers.
Enjoy your day.
Very
thanks.
Good. You too. There's Phil Kutzer from DeWitt Motors. CliffCentral.com.